WMAL, Brian and Larry off today. We've got Dan Bongino with us. I'm Rick Fowler, and we're joined by Dale Sutherland. He's the Associate Senior Pastor at McLean Bible Church. And Dale, it's great to have you with us.
Yes, how are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Pastor? Well, we're 2 days away from Christmas, and of course, Hanukkah celebrated the same time this year. And first off, I wanted to ask you, what would you say to not only Christians, but non-Christians about what this time means and what kind of message to reflect on at this time of the year, you know, for everyone?
Well, I think the scriptures, I was thinking about the idea of giving and gift giving, you know, so we love to give gifts to each other. We love to give gifts to those we love. And it's interesting because it's based really right out of scripture. So scripture says, James 1:17 says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, meaning that God is the ultimate giver. And most importantly, to think about this wonderful time as a time when the greatest gift was given to man. So scripture refers to it, used that word gift, Paul, when he wrote to a church, he wrote and he said, for by grace are you saved. It is the gift of God. So God and giving go together very well, and really this time of year to think about the real gift, the one that God gave to this world, is a way to bring real joy to your family and to liberate you from the difficulties of this life.
You know, Dale, one of the things I'm always conflicted about around this time of year is me being a free marketeer, big believer in economic liberty, and you know, all of the wonderful, prosperous things we have in the greatest country in the history of mankind, the United States. You know, we eat well here. We have great housing. We have a decent transportation network. We have, you know, access to everything, entertainment, medical care. I mean, these are things throughout human history that never existed in the abundance that they do here. But I think you and I can agree that around this time of year, people like, you know, you and I and a lot of our listeners who are spiritual, you know, religious people, still sinners, but religious people. We do want to really reflect on the meaning of the holiday, but it's so tough because it's been so commercialized. Like everything revolves around the Hatchimals or the latest, remember the Cabbage Patch Kid craze.
Yeah.
It's just really tough. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, I think a couple of things to what you said. You've got to pause long enough to meditate and think about, to read the scriptures, read the story, listen to what happened, what the world was like when Jesus came. When Jesus came, our world was in real trouble. They were at an occupying force there in Israel. They were in great need of this Savior that for hundreds and thousands of years they looked forward to. Well, in the same way in our world today, you're right, there's all this commercialism, all this distraction from the real point of it. And I think that it's going to be necessary for each individual to personally look at their own relationship with the Savior, their own receptivity to the gift of God, in order to properly really appreciate Christmas. It like turns a new light on when those songs and those verses start to be yours, as opposed to just being words you say. And so when you think about Him as wonderful and Counselor and Prince of Peace and Mighty God, when you stop and realize that it's gonna result in you doing anything but loving the world, it's gonna change your affections to loving Him, and that's where the real mercy and the hope is through this. Secondly, though, you said a good thing about the contrast too of the have and have not, so to speak. I spent a lot of time around the world in different missions projects and so on, and you're absolutely right that the world is much more like we were in the 1800s or something. And I think that it is absolutely essential to and wise and godly to think long and hard about giving the very most you can in this time to those in great need, so that they can understand the great giver and the real gift of Christmas.
There's an interesting debate out there because some of the mega churches are closing their doors on Christmas morning, defending the practice. They say that they want to be as pro-family as possible. What do you think of that practice?
Well, of course, I don't know. I would say that would be a church-by-church decision, and I would trust that God doesn't require us. There's no Bible verse saying you have to hold church on Christmas Day. But for us, we open because we do want to be an opportunity where another place where we can talk about this great gift, you know, this great giver. And so every opportunity we get to give glory to him, and we want to open our doors to do that. I think it can be very family-focused, right, to come in and worship God together. However, you certainly can understand that. I would just say to be careful that we don't put family in front of Jesus. That's honestly a real problem for us in religious circles today, is we're so changed to be focused on family, which is really good, but sometimes we lose the focus on the Savior, on the most important thing.
And one last question is, the traditional denominational churches may have seen some kind of trailing off in attendance and things, but you have a mega church, what, five local, you know, churches in this area, five different campuses. In 30 seconds or so, how do you contrast your success in that?
Oh, our success. That's kind of humorous. You think about it. I mean, listen, it is by God's grace. Listen, let's face it. There are godlier and better men than our pastors at small churches all around the world. For whatever reason, God has used our church in this way for now, and we've been able to reach a lot of people. But we're also in the business of partnering with other smaller churches and planting new churches where needed, so that we can reach everybody. So big or small is really a pretty minor thing, except to say that God gives grace where he wants to. God uses who he wants to reach people, and then there'll be a time when we'll be a small church, or we'll be, those are completely, that's all completely in God's hands.
Dale Sutherland, Associate Senior Pastor at McLean Bible Church, thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
yes,
Dale.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Merry Christmas.